This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're talking about the quality of healthcare in the United States. If you stop someone on the street and ask them about healthcare quality here, you'd likely hear something along the lines of best in the world. But is that really the case? I have some statistics that you may find shocking. The United States has approximately 5% of the world's population. So for every 100 people alive on planet Earth, only 5 are from the United States. We have the top-ranked medical school in the world, along with 158 other medical schools, which is the most for a single country. We are near the top in number of hospitals, along with the number of doctors, right here in the United States. We take 60% of the entire world's prescription medications and nearly 80% of the world's pain medications. So for perspective, every drug produced in the world, 60 to 80 out of 100 of those drugs are consumed by only 5 out of 100 people. Think of those numbers for just a minute, and it's easy to see how someone could believe we do have the best quality of healthcare right here in the United States. But hold on, there's even more. We have medicine as entertainment, too. Starting with the very first medical drama, City Hospital, which aired in 1951, followed by numerous others. You may remember the shows Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare, General Hospital, which is the longest-running soap opera in production, Marcus Welby, M.D., Grey's Anatomy, and The Good Doctor, a program which tries to put a positive spin on the autism epidemic, to name a few. But the full list of all medical TV-related shows going back to the very first one, City Hospital, is quite long. In fact, I bet you'll be surprised to the actual number. It is 137. That's right, there have been 137 TV shows about doctors and hospitals. And that's just the fictitious drama programs. If you add medical documentaries, the number is staggering. Now let's add the endless stream of drug ads we are subjected to here in the United States on TV, radio, and print ads, which promise a cure for every disease we have ever thought of, and some we weren't even aware existed. And it's easy to see how someone could believe we do have the best healthcare in the world. But do we? More on this after this break.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know that over 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They're suffocating in their sleep. I started treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I go to bed without my mouthpiece, she kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the quality of healthcare in the United States. I've already pointed out that currently we have more doctors, hospitals, media programming, and commercials for drugs and drug uptake than any country in the world's history. Yay for us, right? Well, maybe not. We rank 40th in the world in health and wellness. And if you take the top 11 wealthiest countries, we rank dead last in healthcare quality. Yet we spend more for healthcare per individual in the United States than any other country in the world. We rank near the top in cancer rates worldwide. And our life expectancy is now 59th, according to the World Bank. That's right behind Algeria, which spends less than 1/30th per capita of what we spend on healthcare. The United States ranks 50th in infant mortality. Okay, let's stop and let that sink in. Cuba has lower infant mortality than the United States. And according to World Factbook, the Gaza Strip has lower maternal mortality than the United States. We lead the world in obesity and chronic disease. In the early 1980s, the rate of chronic disease in the United States was less than 12%. Now it is close to 60%. Unfortunately, our children are bearing the largest burden, with 54% of children now having at least one chronic disease. You may remember from a prior show that 80% of young people in the United States ages 18 to 24 are not fit for military service. In an upcoming show, I'll break this down even further, but let me leave you with this final thought. Once again, currently we have more doctors, hospitals, media programming, and commercials for drugs and drug uptake than any country in the world's history. If this model was working, shouldn't we be the healthiest society to have ever lived? Again, more on this later. Until then, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C. Stay healthy, Afboom Bay.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.